Raj and JP. It's the Bone Real Raw Radio. 800-771-1025. 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers. At Roger JP on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
So this story just popped up in front of me, literally just a second.
What's that?
You know the girl, the Meghan Trainor?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it.
Don't say about anything that bass.
She had a couple of shit.
Wait. What do you hear this?
She had a couple of hits.
Yeah.
What? What do I hear? What?
I'm telling Monica. She said, don't say anything bad. I said, wait, do you hear this?
You saw it?
Yeah, yeah.
Her and her husband have toilets next to each other.
Oh,
boy. Oh, no. Who puts two toilets next to each other?
Like his and her crappers?
Yes.
It says, is this the secret to not getting dumped? Uh-huh. Meghan Trainor and her husband, Daryl Sabara. Is that? No, it's not Sabara. Have taken intimacy to a whole new level, revealing that they had toilets installed next to each other so they can go to the bathroom at the same time. Quote, we just got a new house and we did construction, Trainor, 27 years old. Why won't you date me podcast? She said, nobody knows this, but in our bathroom, there was one toilet. And a lot of time in the middle of the night when we're with the baby, we've got to pee at the same time. So I was like, can we please have two toilets next to each other?
Fair. No. Everybody goes straight to crapping, and it doesn't have to be like that. It can be for exactly what she just said.
It can be the most not. Now, listen, when you have FU money, you can do whatever the hell you want. But you could. How long does it take somebody to pee? Really?
Depends on if someone is using some feminine products or if she's.
You know what? You know what I don't need? I don't need the toilet next to my wife while she's using feminine products.
Nope. Look the other way. Listen, she's got to live it. I don't feel bad if you see it. She's got to live it.
She's worth millions. Right. They're worth millions. Go to the other bathroom. You have other bathrooms in the house. I guarantee you, I'll bet the ranch on it, that they don't have a giant house with one bathroom.
Yeah, I don't understand putting them next to each other except that they need to talk to each other constantly.
It's off the primary bathroom? Like you said, if there's other bathrooms on different levels, depending on how
it gets better. I'm moving further down the article.
Yeah, go ahead.
Remember that part you yelled at us, Monica? You said, everybody's got to go right to crapping. Well, quote, we got two toilets sitting next to each other, and we've only pooped together twice.
I can't.
And she said, adding,
I can't.
Twice is twice too much.
But we pee at the same time, a lot.
Stop it.
See, why?
Is there a divider at least?
Nope.
No, they're like right
next to each
other. Like
they've
stalled? Like they've stalled?
So
like
quote, the best part of my relationship is that Daryl, he cares so much about me, my well-being, my emotional state, my physical, everything, she said. Quote, and he just wants to do anything he can to make me better and make my life easier.
So
you're
what does that mean?
Rich.
Even if she's not, why don't you want that moment of privacy? I mean, everybody likes that solitude. You close the door and everybody leaves you alone.
Whatever.
Why would you want to sit next to someone?
I'm telling you, dude, this place is getting crazy. it's getting nuts.
Like, okay, so that's where I have to draw the line. I have issues when it comes to that sort of thing. But at the same time, I'm happy for them if they're both comfortable enough to do that. If that's their thing, let it. You know, I'm not here to judge. Mm-hmm.
Quote, we are so in love.
Uh-huh.
Thank you at the guy's name for the best Valentine's gift ever. Welcome to the world, Russell. They just had a baby boy. Mm-hmm. I cannot think of the scenario that could possibly come up where I would want to be in the bathroom while my wife is going number two. With anybody.
Yeah.
With anybody.
Who cares?
It's another reason why I could never go to jail or join the military. Never.
Open toilet hole in the middle of the room.
Never. Do you remember like a week ago or 2 weeks ago on the other show, Mike called and he started talking about when he was in the military and everybody's just got to go right next to each other?
Yes.
And he's like, oh, this is when he first got there. He's like, oh, this is real now, right?
Yeah, Mike the painter.
All right. I guess I just got to throw myself into it. And there you go. Yeah. You know?
You get used to it.
I could never do that.
That's what he says.
I could never do that because I have stage fright. I can't even go in front of other people.
I got to understand, you could work out because it's just the way everybody is. But at home, not that you can't work it out.
Is it because you've watched me work out so many of my other problems?
Yeah, you know, you just work your way through them so well.
Is that what makes you think I can get through that? No, okay.
But I don't understand that Meghan Trainor and her husband are like, let's walk in the bathroom together and keep talking. And it's so good we have two toilets next to each other. That way we can both pee and still keep talking. Like, when does that even happen?
Where are their parents?
Ever.
Where are their parents?
It's just so weird.
Where are their parents?
They're adults and married.
Yeah, what do their parents
where
have
are their
to do
parents,
with it?
When they say they did the construction on the house, yeah. Where are their parents to say, you're doing what?
Nobody listens to their parents. They're grown-ass adults.
You're doing what? Stop it.
I saw a quote that her contractor was like, what? I mean, he kind of put up a little fight, and she's like, nope, that's what I want. Okay. So, you know, he's going to charge her.
Of course.
Full and then some.
They'll do whatever you want.
You know, all that extra plumbing.
I'm surprised.
It's just weird.
I'm surprised we weren't reading about the contractor on TMZ. Like, she did this on a podcast.
Right.
She went public with this. It wasn't the contractor ratting her out or anything like that. Yikes.
Is there even, think of this, is there even one person in our whole listening audience, and the bone signal covers a lot of people, with two toilets side by side?
No way.
That's rare.
What?
That's really rare.
You might have the rich folk. Might have a toilet and a bidet.
Oh, yeah, it's a different thing.
Right, but you're still in there by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think of first? What is your first, I guess, or slash worst thought of it? The visual, like seeing that stuff
stink.
Go down? Or that's what I'm saying. I think the stink is way worse. And I don't want to see it. That's like a very close second. But the smell,
to be honest with you, without a stink, I could walk in and not know what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But we know what you're doing because you're sitting.
Yeah, we're either sitting or standing. Right. It's awful. It's a horrible idea. I'm sorry, Megan. I'm sure you're a nice person. I'm glad that you and your husband are in super love. That's great. But you're out of your mind.
The funny thing is, the first thing I think of is you don't have the quiet time. That's my first thought, is you don't have that moment of just yourself. You're looking at your phone, you're daydreaming, you're reading, whatever you want to do.
Now,
you just don't have it.
Neither one of you now.
It's weird.
Have any place to hide.
Why are you hiding? You're not hiding. How awful is your life, Roger, that you can't watch your phone and
right,
sit on
Monica,
the...
Monica, you know what? Have kids. And then tell me why you're hiding.
Thank you. And then tell me
why you're hiding. Why are you hiding? I'll tell you why. Because it's the only place in that entire home where you can get 10 minutes to yourself.
So one of my friends on social media the other day said that that her daughter, who's like, I think 8 or 9 or something like that, like went into the bath, like she walked into the bathroom and her daughter followed her in there. And she's like, I need to use the restroom to get out.
Okay. Get the hell out.
Here's a funny. Years ago, I'm talking 15 years or more, we had this girl that did traffic with us named Christina. Love her to death. Still in contact with her. She's great.
It's like one of the most well-known traffic people in all of the New York metro area.
Right.
Like
she's a name,
She's been around forever.
And she's phenomenal. We were lucky to have her. But at that time in her life, she was perfect for what we were doing because she was a chick that can hang out with the guys, but yet she was having babies at the time. So at any given time, she could be doing a traffic report on the bowl with either a cat or a baby climbing on top of her.
Because it was from her house.
It was the greatest thing ever. It was the,
back
honestly,
before everybody broadcast from the house,
she
was
doing
it. Did
she tell you when? What?
It was the greatest.
Hilarious.
No, because you can hear it sound different.
Oh, she wouldn't be afraid to tell us, no.
And she wouldn't be afraid to tell us either.
Oh, no.
She is just, oh, my God.
Like, you missed the traffic report. Ah, yeah.
And it's so funny.
I had a cat on my lap. The baby walked in.
It's so funny because now I'll see her post that she's at her daughter's college.
Yeah.
You know, so we went from like literally being there when that kid was born.
Yep.
And that kid being a part of our show.
That'll make you feel old.
As a matter of fact, I did a character of Christina's baby in the womb.
So funny.
Like trying to get out.
We had one of those voice altering machines, so he would sound like a chipmunk.
Hey.
And he was the biggest. So we would talk to her. We were like, Christina, put your legs up on the coffee table so we can talk to the baby.
Right.
And she would,
and then I would be like, why? What did I do to you? Why are you poking me in the head with that pink pencil all the time?
Right. Actually, it was during like a Yankee playoff thing, and you would say as the baby, like, could you put your, that's what you said. You said, could you put your legs on the coffee table so I could see the Yankee game?
Yeah,
it was good times.
It was great.
Yeah,
she like she would just have literally babies or cats just climbing on top of her in the bathroom. But even, you know,
that was the most unprivate bathroom time I think I had heard of.
And I agree. You know, remember,
just how it is.
You know how, Monica, I always say to you, like when you say something that one of us, probably me, may deem as crazy, and I always say to you, just do me a favor, run that past your friends and tell me if anybody agrees with you.
Yeah.
Right. And this is one of those moments where Megan and... Because here's the thing. This is her. This is her. This is not a dude. It's not. It's not.
Yeah.
And she. I don't know what this guy does for a living.
He's an actor.
Is he an actor?
He was the boy in Spy Kids.
Oh, he was in Spy Kids.
Okay. I don't know, JP. You remember, I used to know a guy who would, every time, just leave the door open and talk to me like, you were just, like, I have a feeling he would have been
maybe
fine
that
with
guy.
It. 100%. Yeah.
Your ex just didn't put two toilets in there, but he went in and talked to you, or you went
I
in and he talked to you.
Yeah. Truth of the matter, in hindsight, after talking about that schmuck for about 6 years now, I feel like he was just doing it to push your buttons.
I don't know, maybe. Maybe.
You know? But anyway.
Naturally crazy.
There's going to be a point where they're like, I can't believe we put two toilets next to each other. Why would we do that?
Okay, so they're going to live there for a while, because what if you're looking at a house? Hey, honey, look, we want our first house. Let's look at this one. It's an open house today. Oh, that looks nice. I like the size of the dining room there. Look, a fireplace. Very pretty. All right, let's check out the primary bedroom. Oh, gorgeous. How about the bathroom? Oh.
Oh, is that a bidet? That's
oh,
not
dear.
A, that's not a bidet?
Oh, no.
That's not a
bidet. How much is it going to cost to get that toilet removed?
We got other ones to look
here's
at.
Here's the deal, though. I kind of feel like you can just take that toilet bowl out. I'm no plumber or contractor.
Yeah.
But I feel like chances are, you know, with a little bit of adjustment, you can take that one bowl out and turn it into a bidet and everything's kosher.
We went straight crap, but we also went, like,
They went there.
We also went, though, that they were... I think we're all thinking they're a half an inch apart, like they're touching and they have to. I think maybe it's a big enough bathroom that they can both be, there'll be two toilets in there.
It says next to each other.
Well, one over here, one over there, maybe.
How far with a wall between them?
How far can it be?
2-3 feet.
Brett's probably 6 feet away from me. I don't feel like he's next to me. Roger's probably 8 to 10 feet away from me. Technically, he's next to me because he's to my side.
But it doesn't feel
but
like
he's not next to me.
Right. Next would be
Roger.
Right
if
there.
Roger was in that right chair right there, I still don't think
and
he's
I'd
next
to
me.
Slide it over.
That's next to me.
This is like an episode of Sesame Street. Like, Grover, run from here.
Right.
Not next. Next.
Yeah. Right.
That's
perfect. Right. Far away. Remember that? He'd run to the horizon.
Yeah.
Far away. Near.
That's next to me.
I love that your brain went straight there. That's great.
That's not next to me.
That's next to me.
I feel like it's next to you. And I think whoever wrote the article wanted to make it seem extra gross. So in my head,
maybe,
they have a big old bathroom and
just
they're 3, 4, 5 feet apart.
Sometimes, just sometimes, maybe don't try to make things make sense.
Okay.
This is one of those times.
I wonder if when he's really got to go, he goes in the first one and he's like, second half, go to the other one. You ruined both toilets. How do you do that?
You break it off and move over. How many times do you think he's going? He's like, please don't come in here. Please don't come in here. Please. Hey.
Like, do What's they have to time on? It out? Like, what if she has to go? And she's like, I'm getting ready to go. Do you need to go? Let's go together.
Of course I go together.
Or
that's
do
why
they,
I have
the
two toilets.
Like, well,
they have
a
baby, so you know they're taking care of the baby. Maybe she's breastfeeding. She has to pee. He's already
funny.
In there. She sits down. They talk. They hand the child over.
You know what's funny? I don't listen to podcasts at all. I want to hear how she presented this and the reaction to the people, whoever was hosting the podcast. That's what
definitely
I want
different.
To hear.
No
Sledge,
question about that.
On line four, what's going on, Sledge?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Brett, and of course, never talked about Diz, whatever his name is anymore, and Schmoopy.
Dizzy.
Now, this might be the most disturbing thing I've ever heard. Do they want to hold hands while they're both going, you know?
They've only done that twice, so she says. And I would bet, even if it was just for giggles, they did it.
Held hands.
They did
you're
it.
Holding your girl's hand, you know, you're holding your wife's hand, and you hear a plop, plop.
Oh, no.
I'm divorcing you.
Chances are you can't
squeeze my hand twice.
But then
when
you
you're
have
done.
To, but then you have to let go of the hand and get toilet paper and do that. Like so, I don't know. I want to hold your
the
hand.
The whole thing is just so weird.
Pass.
I'm going to send this to my wife and say we should do this.
Oh my god!
I feel so close to you right now. I want to feel closer.
Okay, so you take the toilet paper. And then she wants to hold her hand again before she washes her hands. Come on.
I think they're
very disturbed people.
I would also imagine that there's, like, if they have two toilets close to each other, there's also two sprays, right? Like, they have some Glade on each one.
Stop it. Just
two sinks.
Stop it.
Two everything.
Stop trying to make this make sense.
Make it work.
All right. Hang on. Let me gear up for this then. Let me put away all that is me here and JP. What a bunch of morons. How stupid are they? What the hell are they doing? Why would they ever do that? They're
God,
ridiculous.
It took you long enough.
Closer.
That's just
now you're getting there.
It feels so horrible.
It's okay. You get used to it.
What? I get used to it. I don't want to get used to that feeling.
It's freeing, isn't it?
No, it's not. I don't like it. I just felt like the whole time I'm like, every time I said a sentence, I'm like, I'm sorry. In my head, I'm trying to insult you. I'm sorry. Ugh.
There's Meghan Trainor going through life.
You
Next
know,
album
JP,
should be interesting.
Wow.
I just tried to be negative and mean to people I don't even know and that have nothing to do with my life. You could try then being Monica for a little bit and like just laughing when bad stuff happens.
No, you know what it is? My brain has a governor on how crazy it can get.
Yeah.
And the, you know what a governor is?
Yes, I know what a governor is.
Okay. The governor would stop me to getting to your level.
But your governor is set so low. Like, can we reset your governor?
No, it's right where it needs to be.
Yeah, it's cemented in.
It's got me through a 22-year radio career. I think we just leave things alone.
Well, Roger, JP, it's 102.5 The Bone.